Yoshua Perek Yud opens, Vayikish Mo Adoni Tzedek Mel Yushalayim, that when the king of Yushalayim, Adoni Tzedek, heard about what happened, that Klal Yisrael defeated Yericho, and Klal Yisrael defeated Ai, and he heard that the Givonim now joined Klal Yisrael and made peace with Klal Yisrael, he decided, Adoni Tzedek, that he was going to attack the Givonim, a direct attack on the Givonim, which inadvertently would be an attack on Klal Yisrael. Mitzudas David points out, even so, even though he heard all this, he still strengthened his heart and decided to attack Klal Yisrael. In Pasuk Gimel, Adoni Tzedek sends for the five kings to unite against Givon. In Pasuk Hey, it describes the kings, it says their names, as it says, Melech Yushalayim, Melech Hebron, Melech Yarmus, Melech Lachayish, Melech Eglon, B'chol Machanehem, and all their camps. Not only that, not only was the king, but everyone joined them. In Pasuk Vav, that they decided to go ahead, and the five kings decided to go ahead and attack the Givonim, as it says, Kinikafsu Aleinu, and the Givonim ran to Klal Yisrael for help. Kinikafsu Aleinu, Kol Malachei Emori, Yoshvei Ahar. But all the kings of the Mori, all the people that live in the mountains, they're coming now to get us. So the Givonim ask Yoshua for help. Yoshua comes up from Gilgal, takes his army to help the Givonim. Hashem tells Yoshua, don't be scared. The entire night, Yoshua goes to war against the five kings, starts fighting back, and starts winning. In Pasuk Yer Aleph, as they're fighting and as they're winning the war, Hashem does an amazing miracle. And the Pasuk says, Hashem hishlich aleim avanim gedoilim min Hashemayim. Hashem started sending these amazing big rocks. Rashi points out, this is the Barud. Vayamusu rabim asher mesu ba'avnei Barud, masher hargu b'nei Yisrael b'cherib. And more people died from the Barud that Hashem made in Nesa fall than actually from the swords of Klal Yisrael. Hashem sends these rocks, and they start doing this amazing mace, and they start winning the war. In Pasuk Yud Beis and Pasuk Yud Zayin, an amazing thing happens, another nace. Yehoshua, Az Yadaber Yehoshua LaHashem. As Yehoshua speaks out and says, V'yomer le'enei Yisrael, and says in the eyes of Yisrael, Shemesh be'givon dom. Let the sun stop. V'yareach be'emek ayalon. And let the moon stop. V'yidom Hashemesh v'yareach. And the moon and the sun completely stop. Yehoshua didn't want it to get dark, and then he wouldn't be able to fight. So instead, not a problem. We'll make the sun stand still. We'll get a little bit more time. We'll make the moon stand still. This way the moon, as the Kli Yakar points out, will not go in front of the sun and cause an eclipse blocking the sun's light. The Yameh HaShemesh B'chati HaShemayim, and the Shemesh stands up right in Shemayim, V'lo Atz Lavo Kiyom Tumim, and it stays there an entire day. They go to war. They fight back in Pasuk Tes Zayin. Through Chav Zion, they go, they destroy, they're winning all the wars against the five kings. The five kings are found hiding in a cave, Bemara B'Makeda. Yoshua founds out that they're hiding, Bemara B'Makeda, in the cave in Makeda. Yoshua tells his soldiers, go cover the entrance with a big rock at the lip of the entrance, blocking the five kings to come in. Not only that, Yehoshua appoints guards to watch him. After they finish destroying the cities, Yehoshua comes back for the kings, and he kills the kings. But right before he kills the kings, he tells his generals, take the kings out and put your legs on their neck. Then they put their legs on their neck of the kings, and then they hang the kings. Pasuk Chav Zayin through Mem Gimel, till the end of the perek, the Navi lists all the cities that were destroyed in this tremendous battle and what happened. Klal Yisrael then, at the end, they return to their Machane Gilgal. Now, I want to point out this amazing nace that happened for Klal Yisrael, that Yoshua commanded the sun to stand still. Yoshua, he said to the sun, just stand still, just like that. We see it's the power of the tzaddikim they have to be mashana the teva at any way they want. We know that the tzaddikim have a special koach with their tefillas, that they're able to mamish be mashana the teva and to call nisim and to make things happen through their koach tefillah. This is not something that we should take lightly. Also, I'd like to point out in Pasuk Chav Dalet that when Yeshua, right before hanging the bodies of the five kings and taking them down before the sun, before sundown, it says, "Simu es ragleim al tzavarei malachim." He commanded his generals to put your legs on the necks of the kings. We know the head represents the seichel, the morality, and we know the lower part of a person's body represents their taivas. Yeshua was teaching them a lesson that you're completely disconnected from morality. So we're going to put your, we're going to have my generals put their feet on their neck. So too in our lives, we need to be able to connect our seichel with our lower body. We need to be able to integrate it and make it one thing, not like the kings, not like the lesson that Yeshua was teaching of the five kings. Thank you very much for listening, and have a wonderful day.